I should say that we're still trying to figure out and sort out the details of exactly what happened. But Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll resigned late Tuesday after she was interviewed by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement in connection with a internet sweepstakes company that she had ties to. This is a group that she did work for while she was in the Florida House, consulting work and marketing and public relations work. This group is now under criminal investigation, and some of its leaders, many of its leaders across the state, have been arrested and charged with racketeering or money laundering stemming from their work as an internet sweepstakes cafe.
Can you detail some of the work that Lieutenant Governor Carroll did?
Sure. I think we're still trying to sort that out. I think what we do know is that she did a couple things. She worked on public relations for the firm, and as a member of the Florida House, obviously, she had connections to lawmakers. While she was a member of the House, she passed, presented a piece of legislation to try to codify and make these internet sweepstakes cafes legal. They're kind of operating right now in a gray area. She withdrew that legislation and said it was a mistake and should not have been filed. But we know that she did that. We know that she did public relations work for this company. We don't know how deep her ties really are. We don't have a good handle on that yet.
And in addition to the controversy with Allied Veterans of the World, Lieutenant Governor Carroll was also had a little bit of controversy in her office when a former aide, Carlitha Cole, was charged with violating state law. What's the background on that situation?
The job of lieutenant governor has been consistently a headache in recent years for governors. Charlie Crist had problems with his lieutenant governor, Jeff Cockcamp, traveling around on state using state resources to travel around. Jeff Cockcamp had to pay back some travel expenses and some security costs and things like that. And Jennifer Carroll has had some problems as well. Her position has not been without controversy. She's made some statements she's had to apologize for, including offending members of the LGBT community by saying that when someone suggested that she might be a lesbian, she said that lesbians do not look like her. So she's had her run-ins as well. It's a tough role for anyone to play the lieutenant governor. There's no real responsibilities that go with the job. Your only real role is to be there in case the governor was unable to serve. And so it's a tough role. It's tough to see how someone is doing a good or a bad job. And quite frankly, in only recent years, we've only noticed the bad things that have kind of tainted both Charlie Crist and now Rick Scott's time in the governor's mansion.
And finally, who are some of the candidates who might end up being the next lieutenant governor? And how do you think that this could affect the governor's reelection campaign?
Sure, I think it certainly can and will affect the governor's reelection campaign. It's a little too early to speculate as who might be a replacement. I think it's easier to say who won't be, and that'd probably be any of the big names you would consider. Maybe someone like Will Weatherford, the Speaker of the House, or Adam Putnam, the Agriculture Commissioner, or someone like Jeff Atwater, the CFO. They all have their own personal political ambitions and may not want to get tied either down with the position of being lieutenant governor and then maybe also being more directly linked to Governor Scott, who is not that popular. One of the things that I think you have to think about is that the governor now has the opportunity to pick his person, obviously to finish out these 2 years, but possibly to serve another four. So you'd probably look at someone maybe from the I-4 corridor and potentially even from Tampa Bay. If everything we read and hear is true and that Charlie Crist is going to run as a Democrat, it might make sense for Governor Scott to look at maybe a Republican inside the Tampa Bay area to maybe siphon off a couple of those moderate Republicans who might be thinking about Charlie Crist should he run and win the Democratic nomination. But again, I think it's going to be weeks away before we probably hear another name. And just for anyone who's listening, the key fact here is if something were to happen to Governor Scott, the next in line is Attorney General Pam Bondi in the interim. So that's kind of the line of succession as we see it right now. But the governor obviously will fill this slot, and we'll all be watching and waiting.